News. I'm Brian Clark. Prosecutors are expected to rest their case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. It'll be the final day of testimony from his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Then for the defense, ABC's Erica Tursky says
it's still an open question whether Trump ultimately decides to testify in his own defense. So many legal experts say it would be unlikely. It's far too risky. But Donald Trump is the most unique criminal defendant in American history.
President Biden criticized Trump in weekend speeches in Atlanta and Detroit as he seeks to improve his standing among young black voters. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash in the northwestern part of the country, along with the foreign minister and seven others. He was considered a possible successor to the supreme leader. And the Dolly container ship expected to be refloated and moved today in Baltimore nearly 2 months after it hit the Key Bridge. This is ABC News. After AI announcements last week from Google and OpenAI, this week it's Microsoft's turn at its annual Build conference for developers. ABC's Mike Dubusky has a preview.
Ahead of Microsoft's annual developer conference this week, the tech giant is planning to release some new products. The company says CEO Satya Nadella will talk about the company's AI vision across hardware and software. The hardware part is expected to come in the form of updates to the company's Surface Pro tablets and the Surface laptop. On the software side, Windows 11 is readying an AI Explorer feature, which aims to organize your computer using artificial intelligence. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The football world is remembering the man known as the original Raider. Hall of Famer Jim Otto has died, one of the last players in the league to wear double zero. He spent 15 years as the rugged center for the Oakland Raiders in the 60s and 70s. He never missed a game. Brian Clark, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's
money doesn't tell the whole story.
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers come up short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 9-4 to the Astros, coming up short 2-1 in the series. Milwaukee pitcher Colin Ray giving up 4 runs in the first inning alone. Manager Pat Murphy.
Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, you know, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled in the five that he gave us were were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but two home runs hurt us badly.
The Crew are now in Miami to face the Marlins tonight. NFL, OTAs get underway tomorrow in Green Bay. Voluntary workouts. Matt LaFleur asked how Jordan Love is doing heading into year two as the starter.
I think it just shows how far he's come, his maturity level, and really kind of taking the reins, taking ownership of this team. And he's been fantastic throughout the course of the offseason. And, you know, that's kind of what we expect from him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow, and there could be heavy rain with any of these thunderstorms. In fact, by tomorrow night, when everything is over and done with, we could have an inch or more of rain. Today's high 72, tonight 58, tomorrow our high 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the greatest radio show ever. Dom and Crude, we're doing it live. Your calls, your text. Join us. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Came quick.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later, but we were out pretty late last night. Anyway.
For us, we were out till after 10. Can you believe that? Todd, I swear, it was after 10. We were still out.
It was. Anyway, yes.
Remember back in the days when I'd go out at like 10:30?
Exactly.
Because I'd work late and the second shift type things. And now 10 is like, oh my goodness.
I was thinking about that on the way in. Would you rather be on that shift again where you're working until 10:30, getting done with the news, blah, blah, blah? Or would you rather get your day started?
That's a good question. Because when we worked in the mines, okay, did you see my hard hat they put on my Facebook?
No.
I've got it in my car. I'll bring it up. I found my hard hat from 1978.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
Yeah. But anyway, so there was always that, because you'd have, we actually sometimes had the three shifts. We had midnight shift, which sucked. Just simply sucked. You know, in the summer, you can't sleep during the day. And then you.
No.
So it was from 11 at night till 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, whatever. And then day shift was 7 in the morning till 3.
Yeah.
And afternoon shift was like 2:30 to whatever.
11, yeah.
That afternoon shift was cool because you could go out afterwards and sleep in. But your whole day, it's just like being on TV. You're never done with your job. You know, at least with the day shift type thing, you know, like what we do.
Right.
You do it, it's over, and then you got a full night yet to still whatever. But with the afternoon shift, it's like you couldn't really do anything in your time off because you're always looking at the clock when you have to go.
Yeah.
So I think I would take the early. What about you, Todd?
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me about the early thing is everybody wants to know why, you know, you're in bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It's kind of early, isn't it?
No, I'm going to bed. That's why. Exactly. I don't care what people think.
I'll tell you, I give these people credit. I got some friends that work in warehouses. They go 12 hours a shift.
Ugh.
That's an overnight.
We're going to talk about why we were out so late last night in the 7 o'clock hour, but I do want to say that we were with a group of people that is their time. And there was a ton of energy at 9:30. John and I are, you know, let's get out of here. I'm falling asleep. And, theater
we're
people.
At the Whammies.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of energy there. I mean, it was a lot of fun. So we'll
it was. Met a lot of great people. Got a chance to talk to some interesting people.
Picked up some guests for our show.
Yep. And Dennis and the Glam Band cleaned up.
Yeah, they did.
They did great. Mm-hmm. That was nice. You get a chance to introduce them, or not introduce, to announce
right
one of their things.
I didn't.
That was cool.
There were some really, there was a lot of good competition, and we'll talk. Yeah, and even
had some good live performances. Boy, you loved Supertramp.
Did you see that, Todd?
I did not.
Oh, they were good.
They really were. It wasn't like just because I liked that music. They were really.
I mean,
good.
Well, I was Frank listening to them, and I was watching them on the TV on the monitor, but they nailed it.
Yeah, just for our listeners, Johnny hung out in the green room. A lot of us just sat with the regular people, but yes, you were in the green room.
Yeah.
Watching it on TV.
Yes.
Anyway, they were good. They were great. I enjoyed that.
Yep. And Frank was great as a entertainer.
I mean, to keep a show going for 5 hours, that takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of energy. Trust me.
You've done some of that stuff with auctions and that, but when they go past 2 hours,
you gotta dig deep.
Yeah, you gotta keep the energy up, or else you're gonna look at empty chairs.
People would say, "Well, it's just talking. It's not like you're digging a ditch. It's just talking." And go try it for about 3 or 4 hours a day.
That gets a little long.
Yes.
Yeah, he was great.
All right, boy, we got some great guests coming on today. Monday, May 20th, it is World Bee Day. Well, Big Wayne should be celebrating that.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be calling.
What are you doing for that one, Big Wayne? How do you celebrate World Bee Day? Red Sneakers Day. Don't know what that means. Todd?
Just celebrating red sneakers,
okay.
I guess.
Never had any.
You had Red Ball Jets, though, right?
Red Ball Jets,
yeah. Everybody
Red
had those.
Ball Jet, Red Ball Jet. Remember that?
No.
Oh.
I just remember the Red Ball. Didn't our past president come out with red sneakers and then got... You remember that?
Which one? Obama?
No, Trump. Didn't he come out with a line of red sneakers?
Oh,
and
recently.
Then they put the smackdown on them?
I thought they were gold or something. I don't know.
The bottom was red, wasn't it? Oh. And that's a patent for somebody?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
And then I think somebody has their patent is it's not really, you're right, they were gold, but the sole is red.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, so it's red sneaker day. All right, so we'll celebrate.
Band director's day.
Okay, I wonder if my band director, well, I know my high school band director is dead. He's a super interesting guy, Brother Andrew. And he, you know, pep band, concert band, and then he actually went to, I don't know what his connection was. He went down to Africa, to Addis Ababa, started a band there and taught high school. And they named like a gym or something after him.
Wow.
Yeah, he was great.
That's
he was a really, really good band director. But my band director, I mean, everybody remembers their band director. My band director from grade school was Mr. Schnell. I wonder if he's still alive. Anyway.
I remember mine was Kernan or something like that.
What did you play?
Me, nothing.
Nothing.
No, just the high school one, the band director. Oh, I never played an instrument, ever. Never touched an instrument.
You just knew him.
Well, I mean, he was real famous. I mean, not famous, but he was very, very good. The band was known as being really good.
And kids, like, band directors got to be kind of cool. They really do.
Absolutely.
They got to kind of hang with, they, you know, have lunch or hang out with
Plus,
you.
Plus, musicians are a little bit, and you know this, you know.
Difficult.
Little drama, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, don't talk.
So you guys put up with that.
Well, and kind of speak their language. It's not like, you know, your philosophy teacher or something where they kind of talk down to you a little bit. Band directors don't. And you're right about that, Todd. They kind of, they listen to the drama.
Yeah.
Some teachers you wouldn't even confide in the drama about who's.
You know what was really big when I was a kid? Drum and bugle corps.
Yeah, that's big.
You don't hear about them anymore, do you?
Oh, boy, I don't know about that.
There was one in Ishpeming called the Blue Notes. They were nationally known.
Yeah, they're big competitions in Indianapolis, right?
I don't know.
The Colts play?
But they do still have. What's the difference between a drum and bugle corps and a regular band?
Well, the instruments, right?
Just drums and bugles then.
Oh!
Basically, some brass and some drums.
That would be the corps.
Oh! I didn't know that.
A drum and bugle is just drum and bugle.
So it's just drums and bugles?
Yeah.
I never realized that.
Well, I think they have some.
Okay.
Do they have some bass?
All right.
Anyway, it doesn't have piccolos, flutes, saxophones, all that stuff.
All right, cool. It's Rescue Dog Day. Boy, that's a popular thing going on these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy cow. They are, people are fanatical about that, and which is great. I mean, you know.
But, you know, Bill Burr, rescue. Did you jump in the water and save that dog? You know, rescue's a little bit like I rescued this dog.
Well, they rescue him from the pound, don't they?
Well, that's they rescue him online. But, he's... Did you go into a burning house? And he just thought the rescue was, they could have came up with a better word, like adopt.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, adopt. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, he was.
But there's a couple of people here that live in the apartment that I talk to, and they're rescue dogs.
I sometimes am amazed. I don't know how they get, some of those dogs are like expensive.
I know.
On the open market. Like,
and they go
like
to
thousands.
Like,
I know.
Florida to get them and everything.
Right.
They'll drive to Florida to pick up. Yeah.
So.
Better people than I. Cher is 77 today. Haven't heard much about her for a long time.
Yeah.
Huh?
What did I read something about?
What is she doing these days?
I forgot.
I was gonna I was asked to introduce her one time at the
Rush. Yeah, she was at the Rush.
Yeah. They wanted me to.
She's pretty popular when she was at the Rush.
She was really popular.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big deal.
But I think she was gonna do a meet and greet, and then she canceled or something, and people were really
disappointed
in that. Yeah.
I believe she would do that. She's a little bit of a right. She's a diva.
I would think.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see.
How do you think we would have gotten along if I was like hosting her meet and greet? Me and Cher.
She probably would have wanted a little bit of an agenda and what are we going to talk about? And
more security?
Yeah. You don't really bring that to the party.
Okay.
But
got a text here. Shout out to Riverside Pizzeria in Ashwaubenon. Stopped there last night after a day of big mouth at Blue Collar. Still got to go there. Riverside Pizza from Iron River, Michigan.
Right.
That Remember guy, we had the guy here that did doing, the NIL right. stuff and everything? Yeah.
You know, yeah, well, again, we'll talk it more about the Whammy Awards, but Big Mouth wasn't there. And they're...
Yeah, I actually mentioned them.
You did.
I mentioned, it's like, well, we're the local band, like Vic Ferraris and the Big Mouths and the, you know, some of the other one legendary bands from around here. But yeah, it almost seems like they didn't have a category for them.
I know.
But yeah, I was, that Johnny surprised Wad. Me more than anything. Johnny Wad, all those kind of bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't see that.
Cougars.
Cougars.
I think the Cougars were... I was telling John, I think they played at the marathon yesterday morning.
Talk about their marathon experience.
There was a happening band there. Well, the marathon, it was a little bit...
Like I said last night, you looked like the first guy to open the door at the nuclear reactor disaster.
Get a little sun.
Posted some pictures in the company chat last night,
yeah.
And somebody said, what happened to Jim? I said, he got a sunburn. He goes, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It doesn't look bad today, though.
No, it was just right after that. And besides, I was outside yesterday afternoon, too. So the marathon, it was the 25th. It was the last marathon because Cellcom and do what they want, but has decided not to be the title sponsor. And I'm not hearing great things about someone picking that up because what do you think you need to have like as a base just in case, you know, it doesn't work or gets rained out, like upfront costs about what do you
100 grand.
Oh no, John, it's
really,
like, it's like eight times that.
You know? No.
Wow. You have to have a huge purse.
Wow.
Cause I thought. So I thought it would be, I guessed a couple hundred.
So the winners actually get paid now, right?
Yeah, I think they pay.
Don't they?
And plus
well, I know they pay them appearance fees. I mean,
yeah, they, I was gonna say they have the expenses.
They'll have to give them like 10 grand just to show up.
Well, that, but then they also have to get them here. Well,
yeah, you know? But I think those guys always get a pretty good appearance fee.
And there's just a lot of logistics that go into that. And,
right.
You know, not just medals, but you know, and you got to pay for some of that extra security, just like we're going to do for the
Well, that's true. There's cops all over the place. Oh, yeah.
You know, they closed Mason Street.
Yeah.
Mason Street was closed yesterday. Yeah. So anyway, a lot of cool things, given it was the 25th anniversary of the marathon. And I think I'd been to a lot of them because I used to kick it off way back in the day. But it was cool because everybody, there's like a group of people who have run all 25 and they let them start like 2 minutes, 3 minutes earlier. And I thought that was really cool.
That's very cool.
It was
cool.
Like honored them. Everybody's clapping. Yeah, it was just, you know, we handed out the medals. They come and you got to unpack them all and take the paper
off.
Hey,
did you get
forever.
Me one of those jackets? Blankets? Did you get me? You said you didn't get me one.
I did.
You didn't get me one?
No, I didn't. There's got to be, there's boxes. Yeah, those do look cool.
Did you get me a shirt?
No, I should have got you a medal.
Should have got me something.
There's a lot of
the last one?
It is the last one. And they were golf awesome medals, 25. But anyway, the way those medals work, and I'm sure you guys have run marathons, but when you get them,
pretty sure.
They stay. So there's four medals that you can win, right? There's the 5K, there's the half marathon, full marathon, and the relay. And people won through, and then they'd come to me. I was giving out the marathon run, so I felt bad. No, you don't get one of these. Like, you're not.
Oh,
it was just
yeah.
A little disorganized.
I didn't know they had a marathon. How many miles for each person?
A relay?
I mean, a relay, not a marathon.
Yeah, you can split it up, but I mean, it's usually five.
Why didn't we do that?
I don't know.
I could have walked
it. And it's over. Next year, but no, we can't. Yeah, that's a good idea, John. Way to come up with it after the fact.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Perfect timing.
My one chance at Olympic glory.
He's been sitting on that for a while.
Yeah, sit on something. All right, we got to set it quick right. We have Brittany coming on. We've got Functional Living Small Business Spotlight.
That's gonna be
great. We've got Counting the Stars, which is cool. And we've got some very, very special guests talking about donations on a very personal level to be a donor.
Yeah.
Monday morning, Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Bino the Mayor here on a Monday morning, 59 degrees in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 63 in Oshkosh. Boy, we had some nice, we had a terrible storm.
That was unbelievable.
One of the days, yeah.
Saturday, right?
That
Saturday night.
That was crazy.
Yeah. I went to two weddings on Saturday, and I really, it was great. The weather was great. It was outdoors, and, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, what, 9 o'clock at night? I mean, good thing the wedding was moved inside. But
well, let's talk Dennis at the Glam Band. They got rained out.
Yeah, they did. They were in
Where were they?
Freedom?
Yeah, Freedom.
Yeah, and they got rained out.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was a little bit more in the middle of the state. So.
But, okay, let me ask you this. So, just one back thing to the marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what was their peak of runners? Do you know?
Well, I think the whole running world had a peak.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're down, I think it was 6,200, and they've had over 10,000. So okay. That's significant.
Is that one of the reasons, maybe? Yep. I mean, is marathoning but, starting to,
you know? Marathoning was kind of falling off. Believe it or not, it wasn't challenging enough. That's why they went to the Ironman.
Oh, okay.
They went to. There are people who ran, like, a marathon and then, or a half marathon and then a marathon, and just...
Well, that's true. My brother ran probably like 20.
Yeah. So it became, and there's a lot of marathons.
Well, people are going all over the world, yeah. Though. I know, I got a good friend. She would go to Italy. There was one that would run like through the Vatican. No kidding.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, then there's, you know, Lambeau Field, though, is.
Yeah, that's special.
That is very cool that they run through there. Yeah, I don't know. It's also, like I mentioned before break, it's expensive to be a sponsor. And do you get your money out of that?
I don't know.
You could. How much advertising could you buy for, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we'd cut them a deal for $800,000, wouldn't we?
But I remember when marathons were first, and even with like, I remember when 10Ks started.
Yeah.
And that was just, you'd get thousands. And, you know, well, after a couple of years, everybody became a runner.
Right. And Clinton was, you know, he used to jog all the time. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And that was always on TV.
Well, George Bush, too. Senior.
Did he jog through the streets of the? Because I know Clinton did that, and they just
hid
that.
W did too.
Yeah,
he was a big runner.
Yeah.
But so I think when your presidents are doing it, it kind of sets a
totally or actors, famous people. But I what is the bell in? Is it the 40? What did Randy say? It was 40 seconds.
42. 42. I want to say 42.
This is 25, but that's still going strong. It'd be interesting, you know, like that lady told us last night with the merger and everything, what they're going to call it, you know, because Bellin and another system are getting together. But that's very, very popular. I think they still, 20,000 people, that's a lot of runners. But anyway, and it's, I don't think that's as expensive, right? I mean, it kind of is just.
Can I tell you something that kind of bugs me? When I see skinny people running.
Why, Johnny?
Because like,
they run.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I know, but it's like, look at you. You don't need to.
But they don't do it because they need to. They do it because they enjoy it. I mean, you got to get to that point. I'm not there, but I was.
I've never been to that point. Where
I was at one time in my life.
You really enjoyed it?
I swear to God, I did. I was looking forward to running. Then that didn't last real long, but, you know, that those people enjoy it. It's like you reading or drinking, those things, they look forward to it. And they like to run.
Okay. I mean, I know they do. There's no question. But we're not built like, you know,
you don't have
long
to be.
Distance
like
runners.
You don't have, no, that's not true. I would, the guy who was in Green Bay in 2000, I don't know, I'm going to say 7, 8, 9, called the Penguin, wrote a book, and he kind of just runs like back and forth like a penguin. And he's like, anyone can run a marathon. And he really was very convincing. He spoke at Titletown, and
he was
great.
I think the hardest part would be, well, no, I mean, aside from physically, just mentally saying, I'm going to run from here to Appleton.
Right.
Because you know how far 26 miles is.
Yeah. But mentally, you're running 1 mile 26 times.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would think.
Mentally,
I would think
it's like, how in the world could
I'll
do
never
this?
Finish this. Exactly. This is not this. But yeah. I will tell you. So I worked the finish line, and the human body's not built to run 26.
No.
John, you should have seen some of those people.
I've seen them. I've
Wheelchairs,
been there.
Wheelchairs, throwing up, ready, yeah. You know, just collapsing.
I've been there.
I'll give them credit for finishing. I don't know how many people didn't finish, but
anybody out there run it this week? How was it? Was it pretty hot?
I
Texas,
thought it was,
let us know.
10 o'clock, it was hot, but you know, some of those people, the good runners.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was great. Very well organized. You know, Prevea, Cellcom. But I think the community's going to miss that.
I agree.
Because, you know, it's not a parade, but it's sure fun to stand around with the kids and watch it all. So, yeah I don't know what if someone's going to pick it up or if we're going to find something else. But, yeah, I think the reason we could, Aaron's on the board, Jeff's on the board. We could get somebody in here and talk about why, but that's kind of sad to talk about. If somebody picks it up, we'll get them on right away.
I don't know. It seems like a big endeavor, doesn't it? The Civic Media Marathon.
Sage, what do you think?
Todd?
The hotline's ringing right now.
Yeah, I know.
Knock it off, guys. Knock it off now. Right now.
But coordinating.
But I give all those people credit. I give everybody credit for doing it. Whoever can do it. I don't care if it's the 5K. I don't care what it is. Anybody that says, you know what, I'm going to strap on the running shoes and get out there and run and sweat and be sore and all those things, God bless them.
Yeah, a lot of people with the 5K, right?
Yeah.
And that's 3.1 miles.
I could even do that.
Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, you could.
You know one reason I didn't ever do the Bellin?
No, that's an easy run.
Yeah, no. You want to know why the reason I never did the Bellin?
Hmm.
Even back when I used to run a lot? Because they list everybody's name and times.
With the times.
I don't like every single one.
And that's true. And you always look at
who did I beat? Who's last?
Right. Or who's last, but who did I beat? Yeah. You know, that's true. I wonder if you could argue that that's like HIPAA stuff. That's personal. You can't tell.
Well, you know, and then there were some people you'd see, they wouldn't be registered and they'd jump in right at the start. You know, that would happen too. And then they wouldn't be, you know, they would have an official time.
But they don't have the chip.
They don't have the chip.
Well, actually, you went from.
But I'm not even kidding. Back when I was like 4 pounds younger, and I would have done.
I
did not want to see my name for where I would place I would come in.
I think if you're under an hour, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I could do it under an hour.
Well, not now, but
no, even then.
Yeah, you could.
No.
That's what
I did, like 12-minute miles.
It's a 10-minute mile.
I did like 12-minute miles.
But you know what?
I didn't want to overexert myself.
I guess not.
I was trying to take it easy on my body.
So you did the walk.
No, I ran.
That's a pretty slow run. Because you walk.
Well, okay,
you walk
but
15
those
minutes.
Power walkers that do that stuff,
that's
are
fast.
You kidding me?
Yeah, right.
Those people, they have like disjointed hips.
Yeah, and you got to get out of their way.
Oh, man.
And they'll knock you over.
But they do something with their hips.
That's true. The power walkers, and they don't care how they look.
No.
No, they're very serious walkers.
That's the craziest
sport. But I bet you they walk,
is.
They got to be, I bet you they're walking, what, 12-minute miles? Probably less than that.
Oh, less than that, I think.
Yeah.
I bet I couldn't beat them in 1 mile. I couldn't beat them in a mile run. They could outwalk me. I honestly got in my prime, in my best, if I ever had a prime, I bet I would lose to a walker.
Yeah.
I really and truly do.
But Todd, you got to go back to January 1st when we set out to do your resolutions. Yeah. I do believe I said that I was going to run 5K or 10K this year.
Yeah, you did.
But it's fall.
Did.
I mean, there's a lot of. Yeah. Runs this fall.
Yeah,
October,
but think about
November.
This. It's almost June already.
I know.
I can't believe when I saw the thing.
I thought about that yesterday.
Of May already?
I thought about that yesterday when I was looking at that 5K. I thought, should I be doing this? But I don't think I could right now. But I'm
planning on getting my bike this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Planning on getting my bike.
Hey, that guy, I will say, remember we had.
And then look out.
No, we had the Green Bay Bike Collective on here.
Yeah,
they're the
that's
people
where I'm going.
Who. Yeah, he asked if you were coming.
Oh,
I ran into him
at the
Where
marathon.
Did I see him? Maybe.
Okay.
He came up and said, "Did John get a bike?"
I'm no, like,
no, he's getting it from you guys.
They only open like Wednesdays and Thursdays
okay.
or something, aren't
right.
they?
But
in fact, I've got in the back of my car. I've got one of my old bikes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna donate to them.
Johnny,
oh,
I
that's
think
great.
That's
yeah.
nice of you, Johnny. I think they would open special for you. He was kind of like, "Is John Mino still coming out?" I said, "Yeah, I talked to him. I said, I haven't talked to him lately about the bike
okay.
thing." So this week,
because I can walk there. It's that close, I can walk.
Okay,
there.
This week, John's goal is to buy a bike.
Yeah. And then do 100 miles.
Just take the bike. Get the bike, John.
I am.
Get
I'm
the
gonna,
bike.
You know what? Oh, you know what my geez. Goal is?
Oh, my God. Todd.
I'm going to break this
Todd,
down.
Todd, hit All record.
Here's my goal. I'm going to catch up to Peter and Tracy.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to be checking with them on the road tomorrow.
Absolutely. That'll be great.
Yeah. I'm going to catch up
New
with
Yorkers.
Them.
New Yorkers. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'll take you to the airport.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, we're going to start a break. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. We've got a full lineup today, folks. Stay with us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Eat, drink, sleep. Simple tasks that can go overlooked when it comes to the hectic spring planting schedule. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And although they're simple tasks, Jess Beauchamp with the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Program says if you overlook them, you can start making bad decisions.
Your brain does not work very well if you're hungry. There's actually an acronym that we use called HALT. Don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired because we make bad decisions, right? So making sure you're eating. Exercise, and then you're probably thinking I'm moving all day long, and you might be, but exercise meaning more intentional, doing something you enjoy, right? Maybe it's riding a bike, something that you enjoy. It's not the actual physical labor you're doing during work.
Jess Beauchamp, she's one of the counselors with the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Program. If you ever want to talk to Jess or find out a few more tips that might help you safely make it through spring planting, call them 888-901-2558. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-901-2558. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning, trending a little stronger. Numbers are next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a half a cent to 212 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was up 4 1/4, 194 and a quarter. AA butter, another penny and a half higher on Friday to 307 per pound. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is unchanged this morning, 2146 a hundredweight. December corn's up 3 at 479. November beans currently up a penny at 1204. July wheat, 16 cents stronger, currently at 667 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. Remember, more news anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow, and there could be heavy rain with any of these thunderstorms. In fact, by tomorrow night, when everything is over and done with, we could have an inch or more of rain. Today's high 72, tonight 58. Tomorrow, our high 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street,
this is Oshkosh Air Support,
1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey.
What?
What was that?
Oh, it was a late night. That's what that was. So, yes. All right. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Good-looking morning out there. Has some crazy weather weekend, and Brittany Merlot is joining us from Wausau. Hello,
hey,
Brittany.
Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Brittany, I know you're a outdoor enthusiast with what?
Sure am.
I mean, everything, skiing to biking. Are you a runner?
No. Absolutely not.
You guys
That's
have
the
a,
one thing.
Okay. We had our big marathon here. This weekend,
and Jim was looking for you.
Yeah, I was working the finish line.
Yeah. Where's Brittany?
I will do any event but the running. For some reason, I could sprint, but I am not going to do any long distance running. It's not for me. I could do the cross country skiing. Is about as close to that.
Yeah,
but
you either have that gene that you want to run and enjoy running, or you don't, well, you and it's work.
Sprint the 5K.
True, isn't that true?
Sprint the 5K, maybe.
But did so you in high school you sprinted or college,
yeah,
I should say,
I never did like the track team or any of that. I played softball, so I mean, I sprinted, I stole bases.
Yeah. Oh,
there
that's
you
cool.
Go. That's a sprint.
That's very nice. Hey, did you get as crazy a weather thing come through Saturday night as we did?
You know, you got it a little crazier than we did, but it was pretty fun. It rolled in pretty quickly. What was it like for you?
It was crazy because the big news flash, you know, the crawler thing on the TV. And of course, you know, one of the stations breaks in because they love weather. But yeah, it was kind of a big deal. More wind and rain. I don't think anything bad happened, right?
Any no, trees? But it just felt like it was going to be.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it did.
It was definitely
people anti-M.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you, Brittany, I was seeing a thing in the national, although my favorite weather guy is gone. Marciano, Rob Marciano. Did you hear about that? He
no,
got fired
happened?
From ABC.
Really?
Yeah. He and the other girl, Ginger Z or Ginger Zizer.
They had a thing going?
Didn't get it, yeah.
Oh, they didn't get along.
Well, they did not get along.
No. Yeah.
Because there was something else where somebody kind of was seeing.
Yeah, there
one
were
of them.
A couple of anchors that.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she won? Did she stay? And then they kicked him out?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But, Brittany, what I was saying is, with those kinds of jobs, I mean, but Brittany, with those kinds of jobs, when they, because I always wonder this, like when they travel, they'll go to these places with like, Cat 4 hurricane or whatever. Are they in danger or are they so isolated, so taken care of? Have you ever wanted to do that? Did you ever think about doing that? But I always wonder, because they're right in the eye of the hurricane at some of these things or Tornado Alley. Well, how does that work?
Well, they try to get as close as they possibly can without being in immediate danger. They're not going to put themselves in a place that's unstable or where they can't get away. So they're definitely as close as they can be, but still kind of in some of that danger. I've always wanted to do that. I'm not going to lie. That's still on my bucket list. It sounds bad, but I want to go down there and see a hurricane and help the recovery. One time I asked my TV station, this was up north, you know what they told me? They said, okay. Go ahead, but you bring your cell phone because every piece of equipment you have is going to be drenched, wrecked.
Oh, right.
That's what I mean. Yeah, right. I mean, they're all that in the water. Middle of that. You know, you talk about, I worked with somebody at, maybe you did too, at NBC 26 years ago. Yeah. Holly was her name, and she left TV and went into with the Red Cross.
Nice.
And she would go to all those things and work for the Red Cross and all these things, helping the victims.
Boy, they.
It really gets you too, especially working in TV and radio. You know, you're in there with the community, seeing this devastation and destruction. You're just like, how can I help? How can I do more? I need to do more than just communicate the danger, you know, helping in that destruction and recovery.
Yeah, what do they say?
People do though, Jim? I mean, think about this. Okay, you got this beautiful house up here, and all of a sudden you leave the bunker. And it's gone. Where do you start? Well, I mean, you go to those Oklahoma towns.
They're gone.
We turn to the Red Cross. I mean, that's why they, yeah. And they show up on site. I mean, they deploy people like right away. I don't know if they work the storm. I think they come right after. I don't think they're trained to,
right
like with the chainsaws and stuff, but that they come back after and help. Yeah, that, it, I mean we haven't had that. It's gone. I'm homeless. Yeah.
Yes. That's unbelievable. Yep, yep. I can see you doing thing, that, too. Brittany.
If you, I've always wanted to. I will. I know I will. Once I get some time to, 100%. But little tip, too. Make sure you take a picture of your house and everything inside of it, you know, because insurance, the first thing they want to do, if they're going to replace your house, your things, your items, they want to see proof of that.
Yeah. Great
I've heard
point.
From a
insurance
lot of tornado
guy's like,
victims.
I drove by there. I don't remember
I don't
that
remember
big of a
that.
House.
I was just going to say, you start taking pictures of your neighbor's house because it's nicer.
Yeah. Here it is, a Pella window.
Dude, I had Pella. No, you didn't.
Have you ever been there? Have you ever been at Ground Zero, Brittany, where a hurricane or a tornado has gone through?
Yes, I have.
Can you describe it?
It's a lot of emotion. I mean, even if it's not your place, say you're just the town over and you're going to go help clean up, be prepared to feel a lot of emotion because man. Everything that you know and see and structure wise that makes you feel safe as a human, it is destroyed. And then you realize how small and weak that we really are and that how things can really destroy you in a blink of an eye. So when you're walking through and helping others, cleaning up, you're going to pick up amazing things, personal things, you know, pictures, right. Momentum, yeah. Just a lot of that. And you see a lot of the community just finding their items. They're very excited or they're very sad. A lot of people coming together. There's just a lot of emotion. We'll put it that way.
In New Orleans, the Harry Connick Jr. had a kind of a little development down there. And after their big hurricane or what they had in New Orleans, I went down there. I had to go down there for another reason. And I called the mayor. And, I said, hey, can anything I can see? He had the cop pick me up. And it was all barricaded off and took me through there. And she's so right about that. There were pianos in the mud. Pianos. Like if your kid played the piano. And it's just, and there was nobody there. They kicked, everybody had to leave. But the devastation is like, you see it on TV. It's just not
That's
the same.
What I mean. That's for it, you guys to have seen it personally.
Wow. That was like, man. And it, like she said, there's framed pictures. And it's just mud where I was. It was just, I mean, yep. Mud everywhere. You couldn't even tell where the street started and the sidewalk and the people's nope. Front lawns were. And they had all these small little homes, right? I mean, they were, I don't know, 800 square feet or something like that. And they just, and I don't know where they went. I
mean, that's what I mean. Where do you go when you got nothing?
It's a lot of the support staff or the hospitality industry, you know, in New Orleans.
Okay, let me ask this. This could be, I don't mean to ask a morbid question here. But this is something I've always wondered. What kills people in a tornado the most? Is it flying debris, or do they actually get picked up by a tornado and thrown, or what happens?
Most of the time, it's the debris.
Okay.
The debris is flying around, and it'll get you, or something will cave in and crush you, like your house, stuff like that.
Wow.
Debris, for sure, 100%.
You know, that's nice of you to say, I mean, as young as you are, that you want to align yourself with the Red Cross, because I will say it, I love the Red Cross, and I've talked to that group, but they're a little bit older. You know, I think a little bit more youth couldn't hurt, but maybe they're retired, you know? And
yeah,
like,
I've
got more time, and I can do this. But,
right.
There's been some people in Green Bay that I think I gave out an award one time, like they did like 50, you know, they did a lot of things they went to. And, you know, we had some bad things that happened here, even in the state, but they'll go up to like Wausau or something if there's a bad storm.
Is this still for here? Is this still the epicenter sort of our tornado season, May? Once May's over, is it kind of calmed down, Brittany?
I would say it still rolls into June, especially these days with our heat really cranking up and the humidity really getting here. So honestly, I would say into June is pretty much our peak. And there's another little peak that no one really knows about. November is actually
for tornadoes?
Peak for tornadoes in Green Bay, in the Fox Valley, all of Wisconsin, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Me either. Know that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do they, you know, like we always used to laugh. Well, actually, my mom used to get the Farmer's Almanac. And they kind of swore by it in some ways. Oh, is there any kind of long range prognosticating that is really reliable, Brittany?
I'm sure there is. I haven't practiced it, so I'm not going to give it the, but I'm sure there are some things that are in the Farmer's Almanac that are, they're semi-true.
Some of that stuff becomes a little bit general though, you know?
Yes. Yes, it does.
No, but I know, but is there anything scientific now with our satellites? Because like, let's be honest, when they give like 3 week, because you know, like when I used to host golf tournaments, okay, I would start looking as far back, and it's like,
yeah.
And it would change all the time, all the time.
The 10-day changes.
That's what I mean.
I look at that all the time.
What is the most reliable that you know of in the business season? What's the state of the art?
Brittany.
I would say state of the art, 4 days. Our 4-day forecast is pretty darn accurate. If you're pushing out after that, the timing can change. The amounts, everything can change after that, to be honest. So when we're looking at the summer outlook,
when should I take my vacation?
Well, we know it's going to be warm. We know we're going to see some rain and thunderstorms.
Right.
I mean, it's really just looking at the oscillations of El Nino versus La Nina and that kind of overscale pattern, which they say is going to flip to neutral in the next month or so.
Right.
It's supposed to flip to La Nina. Yeah. Okay. We've been there before, but
But
4 days. That's good that you said that. Yeah. I'm proud of you to say that.
You can bet on that.
Because I think some people would say, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
They're out there.
That's cool.
The forecasts are out there, but I would agree because does it change a lot? And people with weddings and outdoor events, they look at it and say, it looks like I looked at the 3-week forecast.
Exactly.
It's going to be sunny in 75.
That's exactly what I was doing. That's no question. That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
I know we've got some rain and storms, I think, this week in a forecast. Anything severe for us this week?
Yeah, actually, for the Fox Valley, tomorrow evening, so pretty much afternoon and evening, we're looking at an enhanced risk of severe weather. We're looking at tornadoes possibly down, some of them strong at times, large hail, damaging wind gusts. Tomorrow's going to be really rough. We're going to feel that humidity really start to surge in, and all this moisture and all that instability to work with as the cold front slams in, we're going to see some strong storms fire up. So tomorrow afternoon and evening... Stay weather savvy.
Boy, this is right the time. You got softball tournaments, baseball tournaments, soccer. You got outdoor high school sport is in the peak right now.
You know, you also got to worry a little bit about graduation parties, too. You know, those are.
Yeah.
You know, Brittany, I just want to get back to when we were talking about your industry in bad weather.
Yeah.
I mean, really, come clean on this. Sometimes they're kind of auditioning, right? There's weather guys get out there and I'm out here. And, you know,
what do you have against?
I mean, come
you know,
on.
What do you
Brittany,
have against
let's
weather
ask
people?
Brittany, is that?
Okay. You know, I love going out there and being in the elements and showing you what it's really like. I have never over exaggerated. Now, I have seen others in the industry do it.
They're
holding
on.
And it has shattered my heart. It has ruined it for the rest of us. I mean, what the heck was going on there just for ratings? I don't know. I don't agree with it.
Todd.
Yes.
He would be holding on to a street sign, wrapping his arm around. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
My legs would be off the ground.
Yes. You'd be hanging on like this. You would be so overly dramatic.
That is true. I would.
Yes,
I'll admit it. I would.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing that, too. That's what I'm saying, Brittany.
Wow.
I think some of those guys really look to, this is my big break. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And again, Brittany, just so you know, anything and everything he says in a not nice way about weather people in no way, shape, or form reflects John Mino, Todd Michaels, or anybody associated with Civic Media.
But
I got a texture. I'm 100% Team Jim on this one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you for that.
Come on, Josh.
I love Brittany, but I don't know. Brittany, sometimes I watch, I'm like, give me a break, you know. I hope you get your screen actor's card and go on some soap.
God. All right,
anyway,
so back up.
Jim, how's this then? Okay, so I used to work up in Minnesota. It would be -60 wind chill, and I'd go out there in my dress because I was on TV in the studio, and I would go out there and I would say how I feel. Would you say that would be over-exaggerating, or would you enjoy that? Watching me suffer.
Well, you in a dress, I think, Jim would have been
okay with that
part.
Enjoy that. What were you doing?
Yeah. He becomes Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Brittany, Brittany's going to back me up on this. I think I've said it before. When I was living in Virginia, Minnesota, and working, you know where Virginia, Minnesota is, right, Brittany?
I sure do.
And you know how cold it is up there. And I was working at a gas station where you had to pump gas. You had to go and pump and wash windshields and everything. And the wind chill was 96 below zero. Because the regular temperature was like 30 below and there was a 40-mile-an-hour wind coming across from the Dakotas. That's true, isn't it, Brittany?
That's a little fabricated.
Yes,
That's back to the theater.
Oh.
I mean, they put these maps on and it's minus 40. You look at that, you think, oh, my God. But then it's like with the wind chill factor, which is... That could be a gust of wind. That's theater, too.
It was mind-boggling.
Just look out at the temperature.
Mind-boggling.
Wow. It's not that
Got a text here. Jim would be naming storms after neighborhoods. All right.
I would.
Blizzard Astor Park coming up.
Right.
Brittany, always fun having
you
on.
Yeah, Brittany, you're great.
I'm getting my bike this week. We can start planning.
Yeah.
Let's our trip. I practiced. I've been riding.
Rendezvous in Pulaski. Somewhere.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Brittany Merlot. Keep it rocking.
Bye.
Take care. We got to send a quick break, Mind of the Mayor, on a Monday morning. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Great song. I used to love this song.
This is a great song.
You know what this song was great for? Warming up in a basketball game. It was the beat. It was, honest to God. Our school band used to play that, and it was like right in beat with you know how we talked about you need music that fits when you're working out?
Or running so many miles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This was it. This was perfect for that.
I went to a Halloween party one time, and they didn't really go with her, but we kind of went with a group, and she went as Wind, and her hair was like totally stretched out, and then she had like paper on there, and her dress was starched out like to the right.
That's a good idea.
And then anyway, they played that song when they introduced her because everybody was dressed. It was
cool.
Who was
that by?
The Association.
Oh, that's right. Association.
Anyway, that when he played that, that's what it reminded me of his Halloween dance. And she, I mean, that's pretty creative.
I think that's very creative.
Kid gum wrappers on stuff. This is really cool.
I've never gone as anything cool. I've never done a cool costume, never did whatever. Nothing like that. You?
Yeah.
What did you go as?
I'm thinking, I went to Halloween parties. Went as a priest one time. That was cool. You know, with the collar and all
that. Oh, I can see that.
Went as a woman, high heels, dressed up in drag. Yeah. That was all right. I mean, my neighbor did that too, so we kind of went together.
Got this text. Did Brittany say she's already practicing? She's basically a professional and is practicing. John doesn't even have a bike yet. Bikes. Look at this. Our warm-up song in high school, 1970s.
Was Windy, huh?
Oh, no. Our warm-up song was 25 or 6 to 4. That was actually another good one, too.
Yeah.
There must have been certain songs that bands somehow, for high school bands, they just seem to fit. You know what I mean? Because you go to different gyms that all play some of the same songs.
Well, we all played the same songs, Smoke on the Water.
That's what I mean.
We all played the same songs. I'm wondering if the coach ever talked to the band director and said, look, we like to warm up to this.
Exactly. I think they did.
I don't know if they did at Roncalli, but maybe they did at Nagani.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the coach ever told us what to play, but they liked
the song. What did you have for wrestling when you guys would run out?
No, they abandoned. That was, we didn't have cheerleaders. No. That was.
You didn't have mat maids?
No.
Pin him. Pin him. Reversal.
That was my mom.
Reversal. None of those things?
No.
No?
No, okay. That wasn't no.
Throw him off the mat. Throw him off the mat. Throw him. Throw him off the mat.
Wow. We didn't have none that one. I don't remember that.
Okay. All right. Wow.
I just remember he got pinned.
Okay. I remember one of the songs that we played in Pep Band. It was my favorite. It's a song called The Horse.
Oh, yeah.
You guys played this?
Yes.
Oh, that was a tough song.
Oh, I've heard this at high schools.
I love this.
Pretty good trumpet section.
That is.
Wow.
I like it.
I don't think we were that good. Wow.
I'm not saying it sounded this good.
Isn't that funny that you remember that? Oh, you remember songs from like high school basketball games.
But we did Budweiser song too.
Oh, that's so funny because as I was playing, right before I played that, Terry texted in, "Or the Horse" by Cliff Nobles. Absolutely, Terry. That was that song.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good one. What was your favorite? Let us know. Somebody out there that remember high school, what was your favorite warm-up songs in basketball?
It's probably something from Chicago or that Smoke on the Water was.
That was really big.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. I think every high school band played that. Yes?
We didn't.
I actually was. Well, I'm just telling you this. I was actually in junior college when that came out. 75?
No.
Yeah.
75, right.
Yeah. And we would play that every single day in the locker room before practice. Every single day we'd play that song.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. I'll tell you another one that was cool. My high school didn't do it, but somebody else did. They did. We're an American Band.
Everybody played. Oh, we're an American Band.
Yeah. This every day. Everything cranked as loud as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is. Oh my God.
That was good music in that era.
It was fun, you know.
Yes. Todd, can we do an all music show one day?
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I think we are.
I think that'd be a blast.
I think Todd's been working on that. 3 hours of.
Oh, yeah, coming up on Monday next week.
We're
going to take some of the best of our live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series on Fridays that we do with Dennis.
Okay.
And we've chosen the best of the best for that, and we're going to feature them next Monday.
You know, it's actually, you know who paid more attention and took it more seriously than the athletes or whomever with songs? Talk to somebody that was in serious POM competition, dance team competitions. Yeah. Those songs, they will remember them forever.
Oh, yeah.
Every move.
Right. With
the whole thing.
Note.
In their hand. Yes, exactly. That was so important.
I like watching that at UWGB. You know, I think I like the basketball, but it's entertaining, right? They bring out that. Is it called the drill team or the POM squad?
Dance team.
Oh, it's a dance team. You're right. That's what it is. It's a dance team. Plus, they have their cheerleaders.
Yeah. They've got a bunch now, don't they?
They do.
I mean, they fill the whole floor when they take out.
When they throw out the T-shirts. On not every 3-point. When do they throw out the T-shirts? We got them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
they keep
that entertaining. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool.
Oh, the final countdown. Yep. As warm-up clock hits 1 minute. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, you're a wrestler, obviously. What is the best wrestling movie ever made? I'm going to tell you.
Reversals are good. I mean, we could just.
No,
What do you mean?
The best wrestling movie.
Moves. Not moves.
Yeah, movie.
Oh, I've never seen one.
Vision Quest.
Yeah.
Don't you remember Vision Quest?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Matthew Modine and Linda Fortiani. Was that her name, Todd?
I never heard
Real of her. Big black hair. Linda.
Let's see.
Florentino. Here. You never saw Vision Quest?
Mm-mm.
You're a wrestler and you didn't see Vision Quest?
No.
Oh, man.
I said that before. No.
He was going to move up and wait to wrestle shoot. Nobody wanted to wrestle shoot, but he was going to.
John, I don't think.
Loudon, kick his bleep. Don't you remember that?
Todd,
Everybody saw Vision Quest.
No. There was a lot of those weird.
Okay.
This wasn't weird.
Well, I don't know.
Although I wouldn't picture Matthew Modine as a
wrestler.
I mean, he was tall and thin.
Right.
You know, and then he, of course, became like 2 years after that, he was in Full Metal Jacket. Remember, he played Joker in Full Metal Jacket? You did see that. Oh, my God. You did not see Full Metal Jacket? How can you? Hey, people out there, Vision Quest, yes or no?
No.
Great sports movie? Yes. Yes.
Vision Quest.
Very inspirational.
What year was that? 75, 76,
7? I guess say about 87.
Oh, geez.
85.
Okay.
85.
Yeah.
I thought you said
that. So, I mean, that was right in your wheelhouse. How did you not see that?
I was out of high school. I was out of college then. No, I had to watch it. Who watched movies when you're out of college? You're working.
Anyway, somebody help us out. Vision Quest.
Not looking good so far.
No, it's early. I mean,
Vision.
That's a weird
title, Vision Quest. That doesn't make any sense.
Because it was based on a, I think, a Native American type thing. You have a vision and you quest it.
Jeez. Okay, John. Yeah, that's.
So Lisa, our news person, says, seen Vision Quest. It's a sports movie. So for me, it was meh.
All right. What was the name of that actress?
You were right, Florentino.
Linda Ford, remember her?
No.
Good-looking Italian. You know who else was underrated? Oh, I got to tell you something else scary. You know who else was underrated back in the day? I can't think of her name now. She was in Escape from New York. Remember Snake Plissken? You've seen Linda Bart? No, what was her name? Adrienne Barbeau.
Adrienne Barbeau.
She was underrated. Yes. You never seen any of these movies?
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to April.
Just
She's
for
coming
hold
in.
It.
All right.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, I am so excited to be interviewing Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, my former boss. You're not going to want to miss it.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB.